WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. A court appearance later today in Minnesota will happen hours after authorities caught the man suspected of shooting two Democratic state lawmakers and their spouses, ending a nearly two-day manhunt. 57-year-old Vance Belter faces a string of charges.
Mr. Belter was taken into state custody, and our office intends to pursue first-degree murder charges against Mr. Belter.
County Attorney Mary Moriarty says he'll also face two counts of attempted murder.
It is a frightening time we are living in. Political violence is prevalent, and the way we talk to and about each other has raised the temperature to unfathomable levels. We cannot continue on this way.
State Public Safety Commissioner Bob Jacobson.
To arrest him without any use of force, no police officers were injured. I couldn't ask for a better ending to a really difficult, traumatic incident.
The governor, Tim Walz, says one man's unthinkable actions have altered the state. CBS News Special Report, I'm Steve.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Authorities have caught the shooter who assassinated a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband and shot another lawmaker and his wife. Some Wisconsin lawmakers have left their homes for their own safety after being named on the shooter's so-called hit list. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
Officials say Vance Belter impersonated a police officer early Saturday morning in order to kill Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. Authorities say he also shot Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, who have had surgery and are reportedly in stable condition. Authorities allegedly found a manifesto of sorts, which listed dozens of Democratic lawmakers he wanted to target. And a source confirmed to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 11 Wisconsin lawmakers were on that list. CNN reports Belter's LinkedIn page shows he attended Cardinal Stritch University in Fox Point from 2008 to 2016. At least one of his cars was found in Faxon, Minnesota, which is about a 90-minute drive west of the Wisconsin border. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Gas prices fell 2.8 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 8.2 cents lower than a month ago and over 33 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddies say drivers should expect prices to increase. Israel and Iran are trading attacks, which has caused oil prices to surge to multi-month highs. Gas prices could rise by 10 to 20 cents, and diesel could jump 15 to 25 cents in the days ahead. Gas Buddy officials say the situation in the Middle East has the potential to worsen at any moment. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.79 to $2.89 per gallon. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers head to Chicago to open a series against the Cubs tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2 to win the four-game series and move up into second place. Did things get testy with St. Louis over the weekend? The Brewers' Trevor McGill.
I mean, tensions were high. Everything surrounding that's happened over the series. So, yeah, that's huge for us. 3 out of 4 and get out of the jam like that.
Reese Hoskins got beaned. The Cardinals' Wilson Contreras having words with the Brewers' bench. Pat Murphy.
Cardinals Brewers, man, there's always going to be high emotion. The health of the game is that you let players, especially veterans like that, handle what they handle. If we feel like somebody's thrown at us on purpose, the umpires will take care of it.
Girls high school softball, the Kokona Ghosts, with a 1-0 win over Kenosha Bradford to clinch their fourth state division title in the last 5 years.
I mean, it hasn't quite settled in yet, but it's an amazing feeling. I mean, I wouldn't want to go out any other way, so it's just incredible.
That's senior pitcher Carly Meredith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sunshine today. Warm and muggy, with highs reaching the low 80s. Got chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and then a line rolls through late tonight. Some of those could be strong to severe, bringing heavy rain, hail, and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nutritionist and dietitian from Weightless MD, Sherry Stoka. Then Phil Krause, owner of the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, top of the brand new week to you today. Did you have a good time over the weekend? Louise and I went to the No Kings protest in Vancouver, Washington. It was sweet. There were so many cool signs and great people. And Louise even got a picture of a dog with a something instead of treats sign on him. We had a great time. And, and the MAGA terrorist was caught overnight, and he's now in custody in Minnesota. I don't know why the media is not calling him a MAGA terrorist, and I don't know why Democrats aren't calling him a MAGA terrorist. You know, if the shoe was on the other foot, Republicans would be doing the same. By the way, to the folks who are calling in right now, our phones are still not fixed, so you will just get put on hold, and then I'll throw you on the air. Not to worry, everything's cool. We're waiting for our engineer to get back from vacation, actually. Oh, you God. Anyway, the choice before tyranny. Will we let oligarchs rule or take back America? I'll get into that in just a moment. How oligarchy transforms into tyranny, typically. We'll talk about that in a minute. Also, a bit of a news summary here in the first hour. Trump's war on blue cities. Is Donald Trump going to drag America into a war with Iran? A foreign journalist was refused entry into the United States because of his politics. This should be a big deal. I'm thinking of writing an op-ed about this tomorrow. This should be a huge, big deal. We are running the thought police at our border. And that's just wrong. Trump's humiliating parade yesterday. 60,000 peaceful protesters were commended by their own police department. Seriously? In the second hour of our program, blue politicians, Democratic politicians, were warned months before the Minnesota attacks, and now we've got disgusting right-wing politicians just going weird with this stuff. I'll tell you about, you know, Mike Lee and some of the other bizarre, MAGA basically cheering on this guy who murdered a couple of people in Minnesota. Who are we? And we should all, by the way, be stunned by the treatment of a Marines immigrant wife. I'll give you the details on that story in the second hour as well. In the third hour of our program, all of Kennedy's people's lies, reporting of the false claims and conspiracy theories that shape our world is more essential than ever. Just the bizarre, bizarre stories that are being told by the people that Bob Kennedy is putting into, putting in charge of our health. Frankly, the op-ed, my daily take today, also published over at Hartman Report as Daily Take, is the choice before tyranny. Will we let oligarchs rule or take back America? House Speaker Mike Johnson says that California Governor Gavin Newsom should be tarred and feathered. Right. Because he's going along with protesters who object to Trump's fascist behavior. The vast majority of the political violence we've seen over the past 15 years has been promulgated by right-wingers, including assassinations. This culminated in Minneapolis over the weekend. Trump is inserting Marines into an American city over the objections of that state's governor and has this little Korean-style military parade over the weekend. Next, he wants to give billionaires another $5 trillion tax gift that will be paid for by your children. And now he's changing the Veterans Administration rules so doctors and nurses can be refused to provide services to veterans who are registered as Democrats. Seriously, not making that up. How'd we get here? It's really started in 1976-78 when five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that money is speech under the First Amendment, you know, the First Amendment protection of free speech, that applies to money as well as to actual words, and that corporations aren't just, you know, legal fictions, they are persons. Now, prior to that, prior to 1978, between 1932, when Franklin Roosevelt was elected, and 1948, Congress and the White House passed a hell of a lot of really great legislation that benefited the average person. It included, and here's the list, this is in my article today, legalizing unions, the minimum wage, banking protections, Glass-Steagall, reforesting America, the Civilian Conservation Corps, major power projects like the Hoover Dam, the TVA, et cetera, subsidized electricity to rural areas, Social Security, unemployment insurance, aid for dependent children, public housing, the 40-hour work week, and overtime rules, ending child labor, survivors benefits for orphans and widows, Job Corps, VISTA, Head Start, food stamps, outlawing discrimination in public accommodation and education, outlawing discrimination in the workplace, federal funding for public schools, Medicare, Medicaid, voting rights, Pell Grants and other college subsidies, Housing and Urban Development Act, the Child Nutrition Act, school lunches. By 1978, when the Supreme Court decided that the oligarchs could own politicians, you know, we were a pretty functioning democracy. Women had gotten the vote. Racial minorities were guaranteed the right to vote. But the Bilotti decision and its Buckley predecessor opened the door for billionaires and corporations basically to legally buy politicians, which floated Reagan into the White House in 1981 on a tsunami of corporate money, mostly oil and banking money. In the 44 years since the Reagan Revolution, Congress has passed not all that long list of legislation to help average people, but just two pieces of legislation, LIHEAP, the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, and FMLA, the Family and Medical Leave Act. That's it. I know it sounds mind-boggling when you put it in those terms, but, you know, as you know, you've been listening to the program for the last 22 years, I have been running a contest all this time for, you know, one single piece of legislation sponsored by Republicans, passed with a majority of Republicans, signed by a Republican president into law since the Reagan Revolution, whose principal beneficiaries have been average working people or the poor, and basically nobody has won. I mean, there have been a couple of small pieces of legislation, but nothing of consequence, no major legislation. Even Obamacare was written by the billionaire-funded Heritage Foundation, and it was basically a gift to the insurance, a trillion-dollar gift to the insurance industry. So in 2011, when Jimmy Carter told me that the Citizens United decision was had turned America into an oligarchy, he wasn't kidding. I mean, he was absolutely right. And here we are now. Since 1981, since the beginning of the Reagan Revolution, and those of you old enough to remember America in the 60s and 70s and early 80s, but since the Reagan Revolution, basically, at the federal level, anyway, there's some good stuff been done in blue states at the state level. But since 1981, at the federal level, the entire country has been run of, by, and for, and to the benefit of the morbidly rich. And what the 99% in the bottom need has been basically irrelevant. CEO pay, for example, since Reagan came into office, gone up 1,209%. Worker pay has gone up 15%. Reaganism has transferred fully $50 trillion from the pensions and homes and savings accounts and paychecks of average working people into the money bins of the top 1%. Housing in the 50s cost twice the average annual salary. Today it's closer to 10 times as much. I mean, this is full-blown oligarchy, and that's the danger. Oligarchy is a transitional form of government. Oligarchy never lasts. Oligarchy is when the basically when the country is run by the rich for the rich. And what happens is that the people stand up and fight back. They rebel. And typically, in the early stages, this takes the form of what you call populism, where, you know, somebody stands up and says, I'm here for you, for the people, for the populi, you know, the Latin word for people, or the majority of the people. And had we had, had the Clinton machine not destroyed the Bernie candidacy in 2016, we would have had a populist counter-revolution. Bernie would have been president, and it would have stopped the Reagan revolution. But the Clintonistas came in, and that was the end of that. And so what happened was we still got populism, but it was right-wing populism, which is a false or a phony kind of populism. I mean, the same thing happened in Germany in the 30s, by the way, and or something very similar. And so this is this critical moment that we're facing right now. You've got Trump pretending to be a populist and, you know, his attacks on brown people, black people, Asian people, women, to white men in America, or at least to about half of America's white men. That seems like populism. Oh, yeah, he's on our side. But really, you know, Trump is just acting on behalf of his class, on behalf of the other billionaires. So if this continues, we are going to see America turn into a dictatorship. I mean, let's just be blunt about it. Oligarchy is a transitional form of government that eventually either leads to tyranny, as it has in Russia, as it has in Hungary, as it has in Egypt, as it has in Turkey, or reverses itself. The oligarchy diminishes and the country is given back to the people. This is what happened in 1933, because the Republican Great Depression was so severe that the oligarchs really had no choice. They just had to back off because they had munged things up so badly. And frankly, I think, you know, we're going to see something very similar over the next 3 years. I think we're going to see a real severe economic crisis. So what do we have? How do we stand up? Well, we saw this over the weekend. I mean, basically, the only thing that we have right now is the voice of the people, the vox populi, the voice of the people. And that's why we need to be calling Congress and saying, stop Trump. You know, fire Kristi Noem, et cetera. We need to join progressive organizations. You know, Move On, Indivisible, you know, et cetera. Show up at the local Democratic Party in your community. Speak out and speak up in every venue you can find. You know, we have a hell of a lot of work to do here. And we need to get on about it. Because if we don't push back, then Trump is going to turn this country into a dictatorship. That is clearly his goal. And the goal of many of the people around him, like Stephen Miller and Kristi Noem. So stick around. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you.
Evaluated by the FDA, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter, there's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. It's developed by doctors. It's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code MANDO, the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com.
We stand at the edge. We're caught in the storm. The rich built their mansions. The people mourn. They bought the laws. They bought the courts. Now they're coming for the last of our rights, of course. They tell us it's over. Say there's nothing to do.
So Donald Trump has ordered ICE to step up deportation in the cities. A couple days ago, I guess it was on Friday, I think, Friday afternoon, he apparently his agriculture secretary, I think her name is Rollins, contacted him and said, I'm hearing from pissed off Republican farmers who have given millions of dollars to our party, and their crops are rotting in the field. So Trump goes out and says, well, maybe we shouldn't go after the farmers and the hotel workers. And then he issues this rant, basically, saying, directing federal agencies to go after sanctuary cities, Democrat-run cities. So over the coming weeks, expect to see what we see in Los Angeles right now popping up in American cities all over the country. Fascism is on the march. It really and truly is. It's incredible. I want to talk about Iran and also this Australian who was deported. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your call. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the True People's Media. Stay with us. We'll be right back. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. And ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Go to GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited and demand is surging. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. I use their sleep gummies. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like I did and millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code THOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll talk with Tom Kircher of Wisconsin Watch about the weekend headlines and also check in with Clean Wisconsin on Pollinator Month. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. While millions gathered for No Kings rallies across the country, Wisconsin Rapids saw several hundred people on the East Riverview Expressway on Saturday for the event, pushing back against the Trump administration.
No Kings Day is Flag Day, and I think it's time that the good people of the United States take back the meaning of the American flag.
Several were surprised by the number of people who came out for the rally.
I am greatly surprised, but I'm so happy that there are this many people who feel the same that I feel.
Organizers estimated that well over 300 people attended, making this the largest gathering of protesters in Wisconsin Rapids since groups started demonstrating at that location in mid-March. People were there for a variety of reasons.
No kings, no crowns, and stop funneling our money to billionaires and put it back in Social Security, Veterans Affairs, and children programming where it belongs.
Third Congressional District candidate Emily Berge described the emotion of the event.
I think there's anger, there's solidarity, there's people are nervous, there's fear, but there's also joy. You know, and I think that's what draws people in, is to be with each other and to have fun even. You know, there's music playing, just a lot of togetherness.
A small group of counter-protesters joined the crowd during the last hour of the rally.
That sign is, we said we'd rather vote for a felon than a, I'm not going to say the word out loud because...
Her group of six were there in support of the Trump administration. Kathleen Blevins shared what they were standing up for.
We the people own the government of the United States. It doesn't belong to the government. It's a government that was created by the people for the people, and we believe in that. That's what we believe in.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
More clouds than sunshine today. Warm and muggy with highs reaching the low 80s. Got chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and then a line rolls through late tonight. Some of those could be strong to severe, bringing heavy rain, hail, and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area recaps last weekend's state Democratic convention and reaction to his column about Governor Evers.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Did
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Stormtroopers at the courthouse, boots heavy on the floor, dragging freedom by the ankles, smashing down the people's door. No law, law, no warrant, just the silence of the bought. This is how a nation crumbles, not with battles, but with fear they taught. The gavel's been replaced with guns, the bench is just a stage, and every whisper of dissent is locked inside a cage. Raise your
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Donald Trump is in Canada right now, in Alberta, for the G7. And, of course, the first thing he started whining about was, where's Vladimir Putin? You guys don't like my friend Vlad. You got rid of him. You shouldn't have done that. I just talked to him yesterday, and he's a nice man. Oh, God. Anyhow. He also told ABC News Rachel Scott that he had this wonderful conversation with Vladimir Putin, and that therefore he does not want to get involved in this thing between Israel and Iran. Putin, of course, is getting most of his weapons that he's using against Iran, most of his drones, from Iran. So, gee, what a surprise. Putin's telling Trump, stay out. Don't get involved. And then Netanyahu comes out and says, oh, yeah, you know, those two guys who tried to assassinate Trump, they were both working for Iran. This was on Fox News. And Brett Baer, you just said Iran tried to assassinate President Trump twice. Do you have intel on that? And Netanyahu says, through proxies, yes. Through their intel, yes. They want to kill him. Yeah, right. You know, when the guy in Butler, Pennsylvania, shot at Trump and hit the guy next to him, splattering his ear with blood. And the guy who was outside his golf course, his Fleabag golf motel down in Florida with a semi-automatic rifle. At that time, our intelligence officials, the FBI, et cetera, said these guys have nothing to do with Iran. But and the government and the president of Iran, by the way, Mahmoud Parazakian, said we got nothing to do with those things. But Netanyahu, he's trying to drag Trump into this thing, and Putin is trying to keep Trump out of this thing. It's going to be interesting. Who has more influence over Trump, Netanyahu or Putin? I'm betting Putin. I'm betting that we're going to stay out of it, but we'll see. Meanwhile, Alistair Kitchen. Yeah, like, you know, that room in your house. Alistair Kitchen is his name. Is a freelance reporter and journalist and blogger out of Australia. And for years, he's been blogging. He was a creative writing student. He actually went to Columbia University for 6 years, got his master's degree in writing or literature or something like that, and moved back to Australia last year in 2024. And so, he was and he's written about Donald Trump being a fascist, basically. So he wants to go visit his friends. I mean, he spent 6 years in New York City. He's got friends there. He wanted to go visit his friends in New York City. And so he hopped on a plane in Melbourne to fly to Los Angeles and was then going to pick up a flight from L.A. to New York. And when he gets to L.A., the Customs and Border Protection pulls him off the plane or, out of the pick up your luggage area and says, come with us into this little private room. And they kept him there for 9 hours. He said he had already deleted the sensitive political posts from his blog and from his social media because he was worried about this exact same thing happening. But this is from The Guardian. However, he believed U.S. border officials had used technology to link his post to his application for the electronic system for travel authorization. Kitchen said he wanted other Australians. He says, clearly they had technology in their system which linked those posts to my Etsy a long time before I took them down because they knew all about the posts, and then they interrogated me about the posts once I was there. So they're asking him, you know, so you don't like Trump, huh? That kind of thing, apparently. He says he wants other Australians to know that cleaning your phone won't help. He said they had already prepared a file on me and knew everything about me before I arrived. He also said he felt terrified, confused, and tired and was afraid of being caught lying. So he gave them his phone, which he now regrets. He said he's terrified of retribution and reprisal from the U.S. government for speaking out about his experience, but he wants people to know what happened. Do you get this? Our Border Patrol, Customs and Border Patrol, the immigration officers at the airport, are vetting people coming into the United States based on their politics. China does this. Russia does this. We never did this. We always took the position that we are a brave country. We stand for freedom of speech. It's in our First Amendment. We stand for freedom of the press. This guy was a freelance journalist. It's in our First Amendment. You can say anything you want. What's the old saying? I may disagree with you vehemently, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. Not anymore. No. If you say something bad about Dear Leader, the goons at the border are going to have a word with you. There have to be people in Customs and Border Patrol who are as troubled by this as I am. I mean, this is just so wrong. Finally, Donald Trump had his sad little tank parade over the weekend. One reporter noted that hordes of people were trying to leave before he even spoke. He called the crowd listless. It appears that it was mostly the people who showed up, and it was only a few thousand. He had predicted 250,000 people would show up. The bleachers were empty. The streets were empty. But it appears that most of the people who showed up were basically family members of the military people who were in the parade. And finally, in the No Kings protest yesterday, were you there? The San Diego Police Department commends 60,000 peaceful protesters. A bunch of signs, by the way, apologizing for Stephen Miller, who grew up in San Diego. But the San Diego Police Department actually issued posted on social media, thank you for a peaceful demonstration. We're proud of you guys. That kind of thing. Amazing. All right. What's on your mind? Woody in Boulder City, Nevada. Hey, Woody, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Listen to you when I can. I'm on the road, taking a long road trip today. Couple of things. I watched I YouTubed the parade. I didn't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
The empty bleachers behind that tank were what got me.
Yeah, yeah, it was sad.
And I was in the Army. If we had marched like that, we'd have been cleaning latrines for the next week.
Yeah, it was. I think this was the whoever was in charge of this, I'm talking military guys, were probably very offended by this whole thing. And they had their troops just said, stroll down the street instead of marching.
Yeah, I mean, they were just walking like you were going to a Sunday picnic or something. It would just crack me up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make a comment that I think we have Trump now because Merrick Garland didn't start prosecuting by January 21st. He waited 18 months before he did anything, and look where we are now.
Agreed.
And
because Mitch McConnell would not whip votes for his impeachment, for his conviction in the Senate.
I mean, yeah, and as far as the Republicans being afraid of bringing primary, do your damn job, worry about the election later. You know, you're working for the people. Well, you're not working for the people, you're working for the oligarchs. But
you should.
I like the new label somebody put on Trump, the Mango Mussolini.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah. Listen, you guys are doing a great job. Keep it up. I hope to God that you and people on MSNBC and your folks don't end up in jail because you're a bulwark.
Yeah, I hope not too.
God bless you and keep up the good work, sir.
Thanks, Woody. Yeah, and in fact, I was on MSNBC over the weekend with Ali Velshi. He is on Sunday morning. He is such a light. Woody, thank you for the call.
Does
thanks
he
for
ever, Does Alec Velty ever sleep?
Yeah, I know. He's like, you know, I when I was on Air America, I used to be the kind of go-to fill-in guy like Ali is on MSNBC.
Yeah.
There was one day, I regularly filled in for Randy Rhodes, and occasionally I would fill in for other people. And there was one day where Marc Maron had some kind of meltdown. So I did Marc Maron's show from like, you know, 6 to 9 in the morning. And then this is all Eastern time. And then from 9 until noon, I was doing my local show on KPOJ. And then from noon until 3, I was doing my national show. And then from 3 until 6, I did Randy Rhodes' show. And then from 6 until 9, I had to fill in for Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar. Janine had melted down she was in some movie or something, and Sam had gotten sick. And so I was literally on the air from 6 in the morning until 9 at night, continuously. It was wild.
Well, I hope you got some overtime out of that.
No, I didn't get paid for any of it, actually. But, you know, I guarantee you, though, Ali is getting paid. It's got to be. Woody, thanks for the call, and thanks for listening to SiriusXM. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's the True People's Media, the Tom Hartman Program. Stick around. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con and conservative. I'll be right back with you. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Until you are.
No, don't turn on
on the AC. It costs a fortune to run that old thing. Remember, we only run it when it's like 85 degrees outside, and we turn it off when it's 80 in the house. We can't afford to run it any more than that. Mommy and Daddy had to stick a lot of money in it last year because of a leak.
Wait, you put money in the air conditioner?
Not exactly, but it seems that way to me.
Don't they make better ones now? They make better cars. Isn't that why you bought a new car last year? Because it costs a lot to fix it?
Well, yes. And I suppose they make better ACs now. I wonder how much a new one costs.
Call Tri-City Services for a free quote to replace that air conditioner that feels like it costs a fortune to operate. Tri-City has great financing options to qualified credit on a new AC that'll save you money. You can operate it all summer long without worrying about dipping into your kids' college fund to pay the utility bill. Call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com.
Have you heard the saying, we may be small, but we are mighty? This is exactly what the team at El Café in Port Edwards is, a small Mexican restaurant with big, big flavor, now featuring an extended room. Are you having breakfast with your church group, book club, or networking group? El Café has all the room you need. Don't forget excellent coffee, food, and homemade pies. El Café in Port Edwards, a little Mexican restaurant with a big heart for the community. Have your next get-together at El Café.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, it's summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories, but lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state's constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in the schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Because the only story that should run this country is ours, not theirs.
A nurse and doc, but hey, the gas is cheap and there's a new TikTok. We got potholes deep and schools run dry. But don't you dare ask why, just blame the gays, the libs, the books. Now grab your cross and pass the crooks. Welcome to Red State Hell, where the poor stay poor and the rich rebel. No unions, facts, or safety nets, but we've got flags and bayonets. You'll lose your teeth but gain a gun, and Jesus loves you, ain't that fun? So cheer real loud and never tell you're living in Red State Hell. Mama's working two dead-end shifts. Daddy's praying his truck still drifts. Grandpa's
back 52 minutes past the hour. Kay in Darby, Montana. Hey, Kay, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Here in Red State Hell.
Yeah.
I attended the No Kings Day in Hamilton. That's the nearest big town to me. We had about 600, and that's is probably maybe 100 less than we had on the April 5th protest.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of the reddest counties in Montana, and the town of Hamilton is kind of hurting. It's generally more liberal, but we're all gerrymandered, so there's no representation from Hamilton in our state legislature. But they have a NIH lab that studies infectious diseases, and they've laid off at least 12 high-level scientists, I think.
Oh, no.
There's also a regional Forest Service headquarters and three ranger districts here. People laid off there, and there's also a Job Corps, which they're supposed to be closing those. So anyway, but it was a great turnout and lots of turnout all over Montana from what I hear.
Well, that's great. That's great. You had a good time, Kay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's, I'm really, I guess it's indivisible that gets the word out, organizes me.
Yeah, that's the principal umbrella organization. But there's a bunch of others.
Yeah, there were 13 towns in Wyoming, even, that had these. And 23 in Montana, so...
That's great.
It's great.
Yeah.
One quick thing, because we're so red here, we've never even had, it's been since George W. Bush left his reign back in 2008. I had Republican friends who were so disgusted they were voting Democratic after George. And so we had some local county commissioners who were Democratic for the first time in I don't know how long. And very soon there were billboards along the highway, at least one, probably more, with photos of all the Democratic county commissioners, and it just said, take out the trash.
Oh, no. That's the kind of thing that inspires what happened in Minnesota.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And that's that was back in 2008. And, you know, one of the real trashy things they did, they helped fund a medical clinic with a sliding scale, which is still operating. So,
wow.
That's where I live.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Kay. And I appreciate the report from Montana. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep. Good talking to you. Bruce in Los Angeles. Hey, Bruce, what's up?
Hi. I was at the protest in downtown L.A. on Saturday. Can I share a few
please.
Protest signs?
We have about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Cool. So, in Mexican Spanish, there's a phrase, chingada tu madre, which is kind of a curse.
Yeah, I've got a T-shirt that says that, only it says Donald. And I know what it means, but let's not say it on the air.
Cool. So there were a lot, the crowd was overwhelmingly young Latino people, so there were a number of signs that said, chingada tu maga.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
A couple more. Nobody paid me to hate Trump. I do it for free.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of posts that say that because Trump was claiming last week that all these protesters are being paid by those by George Soros, right? By the foreign Jews. Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah. So another one. My dad works harder than the president.
Yeah, who doesn't actually?
When you don't get to talk about what's illegal when you voted for a felon.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Trump has a mugshot, not my dad.
Yep, that's a good one.
Referring to what went on in Washington, big parade, tiny penis.
Yeah. Yeah, I posted on Blue Sky, Teddy Roosevelt said, walk softly and carry a big stick. Donald Trump says, I'm going to have a big parade so nobody talks about my little stick. Got it. Bruce, I got to run, but thanks for the call. It was a good one. We'll continue the conversation. Blue politicians were warned months before the Minnesota attack, yet disgusting right-wing politicians are amping up the personal attacks. This is getting wild. I'll tell you about it right after the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. The Justice Department has just charged the man suspected of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers with federal murder. As state officials build their case against Vance Belter, the man accused of killing a state lawmaker and her husband.
We have filed charges, as you know. We intend to seek first-degree murder charges here. The penalty for that would be life without parole.
Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says Belter will also face two counts of attempted murder in connection with the separate attack on another lawmaker.
As our community grieves, I encourage those out there seeking to create additional chaos to stop spreading misinformation and conspiracy theories.
And a prosecutor says the accused went to four homes as he sought to kill lawmakers on Saturday, but some were not home. He is due to appear in court this afternoon. CBS News special report. I'm Steve Kathan.
You can always